841, we've been hearing a lot about cicadas lately, and Marianne has some crazy cicada stuff for us today. I'm afraid to ask about this, Marianne.
Why are you I'm sorry, do you hear some bells?
Yeah, we had Dean Richards and a garbage truck. It sounds like you're with the Good Humor Man or something this morning. But we're watching these features on the news with these chefs and what they're doing with cicadas. It's crazy.
I know. They are cooking up cicadas, and I'm telling you, Bob, I have no idea, like, how anybody can even think about eating this. But, you know, they eat cicadas in other countries. They eat bugs in other countries. So this is not such a weird thing, I guess, right?
It's natural food, organic. But based on the recipes you've seen, would you eat one?
I would definitely not eat one, and I would definitely not post one of the recipes on my Savvy Planet page, because there is no way that I would be able to eat one. I mean, but people eat it. You know what it reminded me of? Do you remember that one time that we were doing Fox Thing in the Morning, and that we interviewed somebody from a restaurant in Chicago? And I think the restaurant, it was like a brand new restaurant. I think it was called Heat. Do you remember this?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. And so I was, you know, into trying all the new things. And we went to the restaurant. We decided, oh, you know, we're going to be like really cool. And we're going to go to the restaurant and eat what this person is promoting, which is these live crabs. What were they, crabs or something? I'm not sure exactly what they were, but they were alive on the plate when they arrived, and we actually ate them. And I still have PTSD about that, because I cannot believe that I grabbed something that was actually moving and stuck it in my mouth.
Yeah, I didn't, but you did. Are your foodie friends eating cicadas?
No, and as you know, it's so insane, because the FDA came out with a warning this week saying, do not eat cicadas if you're allergic to seafood. So, you know, it really got me wondering, who's eating these cicadas, and how are they eating them, and why are they eating them? So I, you know, researched this, and there is no way that I would ever eat one, but the website, I mean, the internet is filled with recipes for cicadas. So I thought that maybe you and some of our listeners would want to hear how people are eating them and what kind of recipes they're using.
We'll hear them. I'm not so sure we'll eat them, but go ahead.
Okay. So, all right. So the first one is spicy popcorn cicadas. I know this sounded appealing to you when I first mentioned it, but I would never eat these. But they're fried with flour and spices, and then the recipe starts with placing the live cicadas in an airtight container and freezing them for at least 3 hours or overnight.
So it's like popcorn shrimp, except it's a cicada.
Exactly right. Another recipe is tempura cicada with sriracha aioli.
Okay.
Which, this is really disgusting. It involves, I'm telling you, people are making these, okay? It involves cicada wings removed, fried, and then you dip them in that sauce.
I hope nobody's eating breakfast right now.
Okay, you can also make a cicada salad with asparagus, peas, red onions, chili, garlic, butter, lemon, and mint. And then you add the cicadas, which are blanched. Then they are torched and sautéed in olive oil.
People are really doing this?
I mean, salad. Yes.
They're eating this stuff?
Yes, they are eating this stuff. And then, of course, there are cicada cookies.
Oh, of course, for dessert.
Mm-hmm. For dessert, mm-hmm. Which basically it's a cookie recipe, and the cookie actually looks pretty good. It's a chocolate cookie, but you roast the cicadas and you place them on top of the cookies, and you bake them that way. So, and by the way, in case you're interested, they are low carb and gluten free.
Oh, in that case, bring them on. What is on Savvy Planet this week?
No cicada recipes, you know, like I'm not putting those up there, not even as a joke, because I would not even be able to take a picture, because, you know, I take pictures of everything that I make. I would not make it. I would not eat it. But no, it's going to be, you know, people are talking about summer recipes and all that stuff. And this is a juicy piece of watermelon on the grill. And that's one thing you have not done yet, Bob.
Never.
No, but I did that once. And it's a way to make so you put the watermelon on the grill and you top it off, and we call it like grilled watermelon pizza. And you put, you know, feta cheese on it. It's really delicious. It's fantastic.
Okay. I'm glad you
and
left us with
no
that.
No cicadas on it. unless you open up the grill and one flies in or something.
Savvy-planet.com for more. Marianne, I look forward to a cicada-free weekend with you.
Okay, me too.
See you soon. It's 8:47 right now. And we'll update the tri-state problem here in a minute. Let's get to the weather first. And it is summery out there, Steve. Wait. Oh no, don't do that.
Somebody brought some banana chip cicadas.
I don't want to hear any crunches now, please.
No, those are pretty good. We're gonna see a high near 91 today, maybe some showers. I'm gonna laugh.